Throw the red carpet up.
She would.
Might get work. Might get work.
Okay. Hi. This is Adam Avery. Be nice to him, because he's my boss. So you gotta be nice to him. No, he's gonna speak for a few minutes. Get a good testimony. You don't know how to fish. This kid out fishes in the library. All right, listen up. Hey.
Sensual. going down a path of immorality, going down a path that was getting just progressively worse. And all of a sudden on Christmas Day, we find out that we're going to have a child. And it just struck us out of the blue. I mean, we had no idea this was going to, you know, we tried and nothing, and weren't trying. Pretty much gave up on the, you know, trying part of it. Found out we were going to have our next child, and gears started going in motion, probably, you know, in my own head. And what the conclusion was that we come to was what God has done was He has interceded, and He has basically stopped us cold in our paths of this immorality that we were going down and this life we were living by interjecting a child, which ended most of it. I mean, that child was a miracle child, because we couldn't, I mean, it wasn't just something we could do. You know, it was obviously a gift of God who was working. And Ephesians 2, 8, 9, to me, sum up what God has done in my life. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. It was God's grace that started in that moment to start pulling me towards Him. And as I would sit and ponder, because in the winter I have a little time, I would just sit there thinking about this, you know, this is pretty amazing that we can be having a kid. And at one point didn't want any more kids. And it was pretty exciting. And I just got this urge that I needed to start reading the Bible. Wasn't anything anybody said, anything anybody did. I just sitting at home, not going to church. I hadn't been to church, and I couldn't begin to type all along. I just felt, I texted my wife, she was working. So we got a Bible. So I didn't even know where we had one in our house. She had one in her drawer. I started reading it, and it brought me to the Ten Commandments. And as I started reading the Ten Commandments, which I used to be able to, I could have recited them back in the day, but at the time I forgot most of them. Once I started reading into them and reading what they said and what they meant, is when I really realized it was like a mirror. And I realized how much I truly needed a Savior. I mean, the things that I thought, it says, thou shalt not murder. Well, I've never killed anybody. Mm-hmm. Until you read what Jesus says about it. If you have hate in your heart, you've already committed murder. If you look at a woman with lust, you've already committed adultery. You know, I might have thought, you know, wow, I'm not that guy that's ever cheated on my wife. If I've looked at a woman wrong with lust, I'm no different in God's eyes than somebody who's cheated on their wife. And that brought me to my knees and humbled me. And idolatry, I mean, that's that's all around us. I mean, you know, I'd rather sit and watch a TV show back in the day than, play with my kids or do something with my wife. But it was that, going through those Ten Commandments and reading that, just it truly humbled me and truly showed me my need for a Savior. And I remember just laying in bed one night and just praying, oh, Lord, save me. Because I knew right then I was in big trouble. Once I realized once you look into what's really there, and you realize what it is, you realize you're not as good as you think you are. And what came out of that was the beginning of repentance. And once I acknowledged my sin and seen it, the Lord, through His grace, gave me the ability to repent. The first thing that I remember was sitting there thinking to myself, and this was before I had read much of what I've read by now. Here I am, talking the way I talk, watching the things I watch, doing the things I do, and considering myself a Christian. And it was at that moment that the conviction that hit me turned me immediately from certain sins. Now, repentance is something that you grow in continually. There's no doubt about it. You can't have perfect repentance. You can't repent from everything because then you'd be perfect and nobody's perfect. But it's certainly a growth in the ability for me to speak without speaking profanities is a miracle in itself had you known me before. I mean, I couldn't do it. The weight that was on my heart was unbelievable. And, it's hard to explain. But that was the beginning of it. And with that repentance, well, was a fruit of my faith, without question, because God put that faith in me, which gave me that repentance. And all my faith went into what Jesus did for me. I realized that no matter what I did in the past, no matter what I might do in the future, or what I'm doing right now, that gets me nowhere. What gets me somewhere is my faith that I have in Jesus for what he did on that cross. And it took that mirror of the Ten Commandments to bring me to that point, but it brought me there. I mean, it was God's word, and it was a very, very powerful thing. And the neat part about it was, this was going on in my life over here, and it was going on in my wife's life over here, and we weren't talking about it for a couple months, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, wow. Because I thought she was going to think I was nuts, you know. Because I know, before I was saved, I thought somebody was nuts, and they told me. And it was a wonderful way that God worked in our lives. And so now, as a result of the faith that God has instilled in me, you know, my desires are no longer the things that I used to desire. I desire, you know, to be in fellowship with other Christians. I desire to learn from God's word and to, do the duties of a husband and a father. And these are all things that I failed at miserably before his grace. And I think 2 Corinthians 5:17 sums it up real well when it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And that pretty much sums up exactly what has happened in my life over the last 2 years. I knew Jerry a little bit, but I can't begin to tell you the life I used to lead. I mean, it is truly a miracle what God's grace can do in your life and how he can transform the worst person into a follower of Jesus. I mean, he is a remarkable, remarkable God. And it is a great gift that he's given me, and I give him all the glory for it. I will not back off on that. He's done it all for me, and I hope, you know, if there's anyone here that hasn't come to know the Lord in that way, I certainly hope you do, because it is only something you can experience. It is a very powerful thing. So I'll end it there, but I'll close it with a prayer real quick. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity, and I pray that you were glorified. I pray that if there is anyone here that does not know you as Savior, that through your grace you will move in their life and do for them what you've done for me, and just bring them